Mark chapter 8, and we're going to pick up with our study here in the book of Mark. Now, for some time, Jesus and his disciples have been on a, might call a teaching and resting trip. Jesus had said back in chapter 6, verse 31, "Come ye yourselves apart into a desert place and rest a while. For there were many coming and going, and they had no leisure so much as to eat." This was immediately following the trip that he'd sent out the disciples two by two throughout the land, and they'd come back giving their report, and then Jesus makes his statement. So this trip has been going on now for some days, and we have looked at seven events thus far on this particular trip. Their particular travels. The feeding of the 5,000. The account where Jesus walked on the sea to the boat at night following that event. And then his run-in with the Pharisees, rebuked them for teaching for doctrine the commandments of men, and said that their lips gave service to God, but their hearts were far from him. Then he took his tour over into Gentile area, the Syrophoenician woman of Tyre, whose daughter was healed, and then the deaf and dumb man that was healed, and Jesus healed his deafness and corrected his speech so that he could speak plainly. And then we had the feeding of the 4,000, beginning of chapter 8. And then last time we looked at his second encounter on this in this series with the Pharisees, where they came seeking a sign. Actually, Pharisees and Sadducees came seeking a sign. Now, the events then that we're going to study about today pick up in verse 13 of chapter 8, and I want to read through verse 21, and then we'll come back and look at this. Now, this is immediately following his confrontation with the Pharisees. He had said to them, "There shall no sign be given unto this generation," and he left them, and entering into the ship, again departed to the other side. Now the disciples had forgotten to take bread, neither had they in the ship with them more than one loaf. And he charged them, saying, "Take heed, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the leaven of Herod." And they reasoned among themselves, saying, "It is because we have no bread." And when Jesus knew it, he saith unto them, "Why reason ye because ye have no bread? Perceive ye not yet, neither understand? Have ye your heart yet hardened? Having eyes, see ye not, and having ears, hear ye not. And do ye not remember, when I break the 5 loaves among 5,000, how many baskets full of fragments took ye up?" And they say unto him, 12. "And when the 7 among the 4,000, how many baskets full of fragments took ye up?" And they said, 7. And he said unto them, "How is it that ye do not understand?" Now, let's reenact this situation and look at the development of the problem that Jesus has here with his hard-hearted disciples. And I think there's some very good lessons. I want you this morning, please, to, as we look at this passage, to examine your own heart in the light of what Jesus says to his disciples, to the problem that the disciples had, because right here is the heart. I mean, it is the very heart of problems that we have as Christians.